Well, Geraldine, leading Donegal out in a national final, and I know you've led your club into a national final and won. Looking forward to Sunday.
Oh yeah, like we didn't actually aim for this. Like at the start of the year, it was just a matter of staying up in Division One. Now to get to this, it's just kind of a bonus. Like, but sure, we'll go out to win the game as well. Like, we're not going up to Dublin for the crack, but no, we'll go out to give it our all, and hopefully we'll win it.
Yeah, as you said, when it came up from Division 2 last year, won Division 2, won it handsomely as well. And you know, there was no great secret about it. The objective was to retain Division 1 status. When did it dawn on you that maybe, you know, that maybe there is a chance of a place in a final here?
Probably not too late on. Like at the start of the league, we were like, after we beat Armagh and beat Galway, we were like, maybe we could make the semi. Like, and then maybe we didn't even realise we could make the final till that, probably when we met Galway or even after Galway, that we realised that we actually could make the final here. But all in all, this year went really well and actually worked out well for us every game.
Yeah, because it was a great run, and like there was questions asked because, as you said, you won those opening two games against Armagh and Galway, and then suffered a defeat to Dublin, heavy enough defeat, and lost down in Kerry, and all of a sudden there was a big break, and you know, there was maybe question marks and doubts, was there?
Yeah, like when we played Dublin, it wasn't like we played bad. Like we had a couple of chances we should have taken, like, but no, they're just far better today. We didn't perform, but down in Kerry, we're just very unlucky. Like we probably should have lost the Galway game and won that, and we should have won the Kerry game. We lost that by a point. But yeah. No, after that, like we just, like we knew we had to get our head stuck into it again and get refocused. Like after the fourth game, we had a big break, like, and probably didn't really like that, but no, we got refocused and we went again.
Yeah, and of course went down to Cork and won down there. That certainly could be significant come 5:30, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening.
Yeah, like, but saying that, Cork were missing a few of their good players, like, but oh no, credit to Cork, like, they're a great team, like, over the years, like, and even when we were younger, we were always looking up to them, and they have a very good underage system, and no, but they're very good, like, but then again, any team's beatable.
Yeah, and in terms of your preparations, how have they gone?
Yeah, very well. Like, we're actually very lucky this year that we didn't have many injuries, and everyone's fit now on Sunday. Like, I don't think any other year we're as lucky, or like every other year we had somebody injured, and when we got someone back, we'd get another injury. But no, this year we're going well, no injuries, and training's going very good.
And of course, the one thing that seems to be there this year, which did compensate for the fact that you had a couple of injuries, was that there's a good bit of strength and depth. You know, we saw the first day in your opening game of the league, Amber Barrett coming on as a sub, Kate Keeney coming on as a sub, you know, big players, you know, normally would walk into a lot of teams.
Yeah, like our first couple of games, we didn't have Yvonne and Kira, and them two girls, like, they'd walk on to any team in the country, like, and we're winning without them girls, and that's like, we have a panel now of 32 and a training, like, so competitive, like everyone's fighting for a place, that no one's guaranteed a spot, like everyone's competing for a place.
And in terms of as you said, Cork, your opponents, maybe short a few players when you beat them down in Cork, nevertheless it's a significant victory. As you know yourself from your own experience, teams normally when they suffer a defeat like that, they'd be really up for the next one.
Yeah, I don't think Cork went to any final not up. No, like, they're going to be up as much as we are, and on the day it's 15 against 15. Like, I'd say hopefully now we'll be hungrier than them, and hopefully now on Sunday we'll go out and beat them.
And what's it going to take?
Complete hard work from start to finish, like, and complete concentration as well. Like, throughout some of the games we lost concentration, give away sloppy goals, and you can't do that in, against Cork anyway, like, because they will punish us.
Yeah, and in terms of obviously getting off to a good start, it'll be very important, will it?
Oh, very important. Like, we can't let them into the game at all. Like, at the start, like, if they get ahead at all, say they'll keep going. Like, but no, it's just a matter of the girls settling in the game. Like, maybe some of the girls be nervous, but just a matter of just getting into the game and getting the first ball, getting the first score. It's just a matter of settling into the game.
And what's the mood like in the squad this week? You're just about to head out to your final training session.
Yeah, it's been very good. Like, there's a great buzz. Like, in the school crack, and you see it in the girls, that they want it. Like, they want to beat Cork and they want to win the title.